Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
This one's for you if you're a parent, or if you're a kid, or if you're on social media. You know, internet services like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a whole lot of others. These instant connection apps are still very new in the human story, and there are beginning to be some serious questions raised about what they're doing to us. A new study published in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology reports, quote, "More U.S. adolescents and young adults in the late 2010s experienced serious psychological distress, major depression, and suicidal thoughts, and more attempted suicide and took their own lives. These trends are weak or non-existent among adults 26 years old and over," end quotation. The researchers looked at 200,000 teens and compared the findings with over 400,000 older people and discovered that major depression among teenagers increased by over 50% in the last 10 years or so, and serious psychological distress increased by over 70%. Looking at the possible factors involved, they concluded that the root of the problem wasn't genetics or economics, but the increased use of digital communication instead of dealing with other people live, in person, and face-to-face. And they also suggest that young people are spending so much time looking at screen displays that they simply aren't getting enough sleep. The only remedy they could suggest, aside from getting medical help when problems become really severe, is to limit the amount of time spent on social media and keep smartphones out of the bedroom. Then there's Cal Newport, a computer science professor at Georgetown University, who is advocating what he calls digital minimalism. Professor Newport recommends deleting all of your social media apps and starting over again from scratch. He says the tools that you use online should directly serve things that you really care about, and points out that all the likes and posts and click-on-this communications these websites offer were deliberately engineered to make you a compulsive user. In other words, to benefit the company, not the user. Again, the problems that are surfacing are being found in young people who have grown up with social media on the internet, not people who encountered these things after they were adults. And also, again, these things are all happening in the last eye blink of the last second of hundreds of thousands of years of human evolution, kind of like walking into a puddle that turns out to be so deep it's over your head. I don't have any real answers, although keeping your phone out of the bedroom seems like a really good idea. The main thing right now is to wake up and be aware that these sudden cultural changes can be just as dangerous as they are fun. Parents, make sure your kids get plenty of sleep and go outside and play with their friends. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.